Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Hey there, welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking all about classroom management and how routines and procedures can be total lifesavers when done right. I'm going to be going over 12 key routines from entering the classroom to using new tools and equipment. Whether you are planning your routines and procedures for next year or just looking at refining them, this is a great episode with great reflective questions to help you create routines and procedures for your secondary classroom. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. Routines and procedures are pretty much the basis of classroom management. Without them, you are going to really struggle with classroom management. Having something already ready before school starts, or at least that you have thought through it, is really going to give you a leg up, a head start on that school year. Because coupled with having curriculum and knowing where you're going, letting students know what they should be doing and how they should be doing it is going to really make it so there's a lot less issues in class. It is not going to remove every single issue, but it will make it so that there are less issues than if you had no routines or procedures and every single day students came in and they had no idea what was going to happen or maybe how it was going to happen. We're going to go over the 12 different routines or procedures that I think that you should start off with. Now, you don't have to use all of these, but these are some ones that will get you started to think about which ones maybe you feel like you need for your current space. I'm going to go over the list that I recommend, and I want to mention as well that all of these 12 are within my classroom routines and procedures planner that's in my Teachers Pay Teacher store, and I will link it in the show notes. And within that, each one of these procedures are going to be laid out in more depth. What it starts off with is for each of these routines and procedures, there are some reflective questions to ask yourself to figure out maybe how you want to develop this routine or procedure. And then there are some other things to think about as you develop these. What does this routine look like for students? What should they be doing? What should they be seeing? The next one is, what will happen with students who don't follow the routine? Then we're going to look at, what does this routine look like for the teacher? Are you doing something during this routine? And then finally, how and when will you teach this routine and procedure? Those last two are things that I think I've seen secondary teachers really struggle with that elementary teachers don't struggle with as much. Really, really focus on, especially that last one, how and when will you teach this routine and procedure? This is where the elementary teachers are experts because they literally like drill and kill their routines and procedures. But when you go into their classrooms, it's like a well-oiled machine if they have done their routines and procedures well at the beginning of the school year. You can definitely tell a difference. And then when I was at the middle school and we had some elementary school teachers who were teaching in the middle school, it was like 9-day difference between those who had put together these routines and procedures and then taught them really well to their students. Let's go over what those 12 are, and then I want to give you an idea with one particular routine and procedure and the questions, reflective questions that I asked myself as I put together mine, and give you an idea of what you should be thinking about as you plan each one of these routines, procedures. Here is the list of 12. Number one, entering a classroom. Number two, moving about during class. Three, class dismissal. Four, use of hall pass. Five, tardy. Six, absent work. Seven, turning in assignments. Eight, getting help during independent work time. Nine, substitute or guest teacher. 10, using computers, Chromebooks, iPads, any sort of devices. 11, lab day. 12, using new tools and equipment. Let's go to the first one that I had mentioned, which was entering the classroom. And I'm just going to walk you through the process that my planner goes through, but it's a process that you don't need the planner for. So I asked myself the following questions. These are the ones for entering the classroom. What should students do as they enter the classroom? Will they immediately begin bell work? Do they have supplies to pick up? Is there a place in the classroom to get directions, supplies? What will you be doing as a teacher? What this routine looks like for students. This is what I had come up with. As students enter the classroom, they will pick up any handouts on the table near the door. They will check the whiteboard to see if they need to get their computer out for the day's lesson. They will get out their engineering notebook from their class milk crate and begin the bell work. They should be in their seats working silently when the bell rings. Students will work until the timer goes off. Now, the next thing that I had thought about or need to think about is what will happen with students who don't follow the routine. The teacher will use proximity to remind students to get on task. The teacher will tap on a student's desk to remind them to begin working. If the student continues to not follow the routine, the teacher will discreetly ask to meet with the student in the hallway to see if there's an issue that needs to be addressed. And this worked out really well for me when I was implementing this, because especially when you're starting a new class, students are coming in, something could have happened in the hall. If it's first period, something could have happened at home. Or even if it's the last period of the day, there could still be dealing with things that are beyond your control. And sometimes there are things that were just hindering students from working instead of just penalizing them. I really enjoyed making that connection and just discreetly finding out like what was going on. Do they need to talk to a counselor? This really worked well for me as far as like what to do when students weren't following this routine. All right, let's go back to the next prompt, was what this routine looks like for the teacher. Teacher will be standing out in the hallway greeting students for class. When the bell rings, the teacher will close the door and set the timer for 3 minutes. The teacher will immediately and silently take attendance. The teacher will walk around the room as students are working, noting any misconceptions or common errors in responses. Now, this would vary from day to day based on if I had students who weren't working, but having this really mapped out on what I should be doing, taking role, setting the timer for 3 minutes, helped me create the routine for myself, not just my students. When that bell rang, I was doing this instead of not knowing where I was going, or it also prevented me from spending that time busily getting ready for the class. And that is a whole different episode, but it set me up to be mentally and physically prepared for that next prep. Here is the last question to reflect on. How and when will you teach this routine and procedure? The teacher will create a place by the door that will allow students to collect handouts as they walked into the classroom. The teacher will also print off a sign for computers on red and green paper and place it in a sheet projector and hang near the whiteboard. The teacher will model on the first day of class as I do. The students will then follow each step for a you do. Each day for the first week of school, activities and lesson plans will require students to practice the routine. I deliberately had to create a place. This gave me kind of like started giving me a to-do list on that first week of school. What do I need to have? Oh yeah, I need to make sure that I have a place for students to collect handouts. And I need to deliberately, that first week or 2 weeks of school, have handouts for students to collect every single day. That's how they're going to practice. You may not really, I guess, need to have handouts, but I would make it so that they had handouts. Instead of giving them a whole bunch of handouts on the first couple of days of schools, I would make sure that I gave them one handout per day and kind of spread it out so that they were in the habit of always checking that table when they came in. I also was really deliberate on having them use their computers. And even if we use their computers for 2 minutes, I would still use that sign, that red and that green sign. It's a great visual cue with the different colors hanging underneath that image of a computer. Whether or not they are completely proficient in English really helps with using that visual cue. But it allowed them to see that, yes, they need their computer, and no, they didn't need their computer. And once again, we practiced it over and over and over again because they are going to need reminding. Now, once those first few weeks were done and I felt like they knew and understood that routine and procedure, that they were good at it, then we would move on to another one. And you don't have to do each routine and procedure independently. You can stack and you can teach a lot of these in those first few weeks of school, or you can spread them out, however is going to work best for you. But just being deliberate in my planning, in my lessons, knowing, hey, I really want them to practice this routine and procedure, what can I do to set them up for success? That gives you an idea of what you could be doing when it comes to really thinking about these routines and procedures that are going to help mitigate any classroom management issues or really help set you up for success. This will really lessen your load as well, your cognitive load, if you can have your students do as much as possible for themselves. And the routines will help you as well, because not only are your students being set up for success because they are being able to do things over and over again and feeling confident in that, you can do that as well. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. Share it wherever you hang out the most with any of your teacher colleagues. You can also tag me on Instagram in your Instagram stories at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.